Army today evaluates its talent based on a soldier's military occupational specialty and rank. But Army brass know they're missing out on talent they might not even know they've got. A new pay and personnel system should help the Army tap back into its soldiers' own hidden skills and outside interests. The new integrated personnel and pay system is nearly ready for prime time. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco's got that story.
The Army knows it has talented people. It just doesn't know everything about that talent. Take Colonel Gregory Johnson. He's the chief of the Army's Functional Management Division, and he's also leading the charge behind the new Integrated Personnel and Pay System Army, or IPS-A. Johnson is a human resources guy, and the Army sees him that way. But he also spent a year on a fellowship at the Agriculture Department back in 2008. He worked with universities to come up with an agricultural training program for military units. Those units used that training during the civilian surge in Afghanistan. Here's Johnson.
The Army knows I was at USDA, but they don't know what I really did at USDA, or the contacts that I made at USDA, or my basic understanding of economic development or agriculture. So our system is meant to highlight that. So maybe my skills could be used in a different, you know, aspect than just HR. But today, I'm really looked at as an HR guy, so I'm only going to fill HR jobs.
The Army says its new personnel system, though, will give leaders a better view into experiences like Johnson's and their other outside skills and interests that aren't immediately recognizable by looking at a personnel file. The Army today uses a soldier's military occupational specialty and rank to place soldiers into certain jobs. But Johnson says that mentality is a bit limiting.
An infantryman may be your best cyber guy because he does it on his own. Maybe he was a hacker in high school. Maybe he's a coder on his free time. But we don't really have a way of tracking that today. And our system, IPS-A, is meant to track that, track your true skills, so then we can, as we move forward, maybe utilize you a little differently than the 11 series infantry captain that you are.
The Army's new personnel system, IPS-A, will have a few different features. It'll combine pay and personnel into one place for the first time. But it also serves as a talent management system for all 1.1 million soldiers in the National Guard, active duty, and reserve. Lieutenant General Thomas Siemens is the Deputy Chief of Staff for Army Personnel.
And what that does is it creates a marketplace. So officers go in there and they put things that are not necessarily resident in their record. And the gaining unit can ask them questions and basically develop, hey, I'd like to have you come work in my unit. And an officer can look at it and say, I'm more interested in this unit than that unit, and cast and decide that's what they want to do. So allowing the individual officer to identify their skills, knowledge, attributes, and talents, and put those in the marketplace and allow units to go in there and identify the officers they want, as opposed to round hole, round peg.
The Army actually tested a similar concept with its officers earlier in 2018. It let soldiers enter in information about their skills and interests on their own time. That concept helped inform what the Army is now calling its 25-point talent profile. The Army organized about 300 of its commanders into 20 different working groups to get their feedback on the kind of talent information they wanted to see from their fellow soldiers. Here's Johnson.
We see that we have the flexibility in the Army to manage the folks that we have in the Army, but the system is the impediment. Right now, those 200 systems, not fully understanding the talents of the workforce, that's the impediment. So changing the system, focusing on bringing everybody into that one system, developing what we call the 25-point talent profile, which will allow us to see the holistic talents of individuals, that's really the key for us. Because if we can utilize people with what they're good at, what they're interested in, we think we can retain them longer.
IPS-A should also address another one of the Army's bigger challenges. It currently has over 200 disparate pay and personnel systems. They all act differently, and some work better than others. And that's led to mistakes with soldiers getting paid properly. Here's Johnson.
Today, most of you guys understand, you do a HR transaction, you do it on a piece of paper, you take it across the street at the post, you give it to another person, they code it into a different system, and then that's how you get paid. Well, what could go wrong with that, right? What could go wrong with that? Well, we have a lot of soldier pay errors all over the place. Universally, if you deploy, you don't get paid immediately. It takes a month or 2 months to actually get the right pay. Why? It's because there's a complete air gap between your pay and your HR systems. IPS-A is going to solve that. It's going to bring it together. You update the duty status location of a soldier, it automatically updates the pay.
IPSE will also give soldiers more options to submit absence and leave requests, for example, from their mobile phones. Colonel Darby McNulty is the program manager for IPSE.
But as we get deeper into IPSE, you're going to be able to do more and more things on your personal mobile device. Think self-service. Think how you do business with USAA today, or Charles Schwab, or Merrill Lynch, TD Ameritrade, all the banks. We need to get in that environment, right? So, and the other thing, I think it's important, you know, if you're a young person, so what percent of the Army is millennial or younger? We all do business the same way they do, right? Negative. So when I tell someone who's 30 years old, hey, we're going to do mobile, and they're like, well, about time, right? About time. Some of our screens are green, right? And so when the younger two generations in the Army, Generation Z, second class, just graduated from basic training, when they see a green screen, I mean, they think they're watching a science fiction movie, right? We've just gotten used to it.
Having pay and personnel in one place will also help the Army get a better sense of its own data and more easily answer questions from Congress and the Government Accountability Office. Here's Johnson.
When you think about data, when you think about those 200 systems, how do you coalesce all that data? What is authoritative? How do you even see yourself? In fact, it's so bad today that it takes about 2 weeks to roll up in the Army the strength numbers for female captains, or any other strength number for all three systems. And the reason is because each component has its own system.
The Army is testing release 2 of IPSE with the National Guard in Pennsylvania now. It plans to roll out the new system to the National Guard across the country first, starting in 2019, and then enroll active duty and reserve troops in 2020. Nicole Grisco for Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network.
Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.